devastating news for everybody in the locality, because, as you know, Donegal and Derry, such close-knit communities, and news like this just puts a numbness in everybody, and like our hearts are with all of the families, and want to pay tribute to the emergency services that are called out in these circumstances, and they don't know what they're going to see or what they're going to face, and it must be very difficult for them.
This is not in any way to predetermine the outcome or cause, and there's never an easy time, unfortunately, in our county to talk about road safety. Do you think that we should look at a national working group to focus specifically on what short and medium term measures could be introduced?
We are always looking at different ideas to try and make our roads safer, and all of the elected members within Donegal are steady on to council officials to get more ramps, etc., in areas. Because it seems to be the only thing that works to slow traffic down. I know most of these accidents are on national roads. Whenever we put this to the TIA and people that are in road design offices, etc., they still give us the stat, you know, and say, well, we have had one accident and you have 300 or 3,000 or 4,000 cars using that road every day. That's the stats that they keep throwing back at us, even though we keep saying, like, we need to look at this and we need to look at that. We just have to keep the pressure on all the time to try and make it more safe for people to use, because there is a lot of fatalities in Donegal for some reason, and we just have to look at it.